You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, October 16th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first numbers are 60-40. For decades, that's been the go-to split between stocks and bonds in millions of investors' portfolios. The diversification helped smooth out stock market volatility while still providing decent and dependable returns. But with current rock-bottom interest rates and little hope for higher bond yields in the foreseeable future, many investors are rethinking the 60-40 portfolio. So-called alternatives are getting attention as the new preferred diversification from stocks. That means areas like private equity, asset-backed securities, or private debt that have long been out of reach for retail investors. But liquid alternatives, or liquid alt, mutual funds and ETFs, are growing in number. Those could bring new opportunities for everyday investors to balance their portfolios just as the pros do. The next number up is 91%. That's how much shares of Big Hit Entertainment soared in their trading debut on South Korea's main stock market on Thursday. The company is the record label for the hugely popular K-pop band BTS, known for their hit song Dynamite. Thursday's rise gives Big Hit Entertainment a market value of about $7.6 billion, or 120 times its earnings last year. Not everyone who bought shares on Thursday was paying attention to fundamentals. Fans on social media urged each other to scoop up the newly available shares. K-pop fan favorite stocks aside, 2020 is a big year for IPOs around the world, despite the COVID-19 pandemic and global recession. Ultra-low interest rates and stock markets near all-time highs are a good recipe for going public. Our last number is 9%. That's how much Sonos stock is up since Monday. It's a rebound from similar losses last week when investors worried about possible smart speaker competition coming from Apple. The iPhone maker did unveil a $99 HomePod mini at its event on Tuesday, but that's not as big of a competitive threat to Sonos as some had feared. It's only likely to affect sales of Sonos's lower-priced offerings, where Google Home and Amazon Echo products already dominate. Apple stopped selling third-party audio gear through its stores and website last week, prompting the speculation about a larger upcoming home speaker product lineup. Instead, so far Apple is only dipping its toe in Sonos's pond. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, October 16th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.